According to my phone, then now we're coming. You guys are ready to go?
Yep.
This way.
Barb, Steve.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, we are calling to order the regular meeting of the Georgetown Divide Public Utility District, Tuesday, January 14th, 2020. Kelly, if you don't mind doing a roll call, please.
Director Garcia.
Here.
Director Halpin.
Here.
Director Wadley.
Here.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
And Director Souza.
Here.
Thank you. Let's do Pledge of Allegiance. Director Saunders, would you lead us this time, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Adoption of the agenda. Entertain a motion to adopt the agenda, please.
Item I'd like to bring up about it. To see if the board would like to entertain the option of, once we hit 4:30, to decide if we wanted to stop where we were at business items and put it over to the next meeting so we can get out by 5 in time so that the staff is able to close during business hours. And it's getting darker now, so if the later we're here, people are driving back at night, and there's been a lot of complaints about leaving here at 1:93 in the dark.
I'd be in agreement with that since I have a meeting tonight downtown at 6 o'clock.
Okay. I have a VFW meeting tonight, too, at 6.
Okay.
We'll just have to...
Yeah, it's fine by me.
Okay.
And Dan, I've got one request. Is it possible that we can rearrange a couple of these items? I'd like to see if we can move 8C up first so that we can talk about amending the budget before we talk about increasing the budget for the generator.
So 8C would be 8A in your request. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's possible.
8B,
actually. 8E?
Well, you said first, so what would you like, Director Garcia? Do you want it
C.
first, or do you want it after the... Do you want it B? Or 8A or 8B?
Let's go ahead and move it up to 8A, if you can. Just get it over with.
Okay. It's fine with me, the rest of the board, any other...
Sure.
Okay. With that, entertain a motion. So with those two changes, so the changes are that we are going to basically...
I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
Sorry.
Pull 8C and 8E as an ed room.
You want to pull them? So not discuss them today?
I want to pull them. So we can
from
get...
From the agenda or from their... I'm sorry, I'm just confused. You want to just pull it from today?
Yes, right. Just from today.
So that's...
I'm sorry.
Sorry, say that one more time then. 8C?
8C and 8E is an Edward.
8C and 8E is an Edward. Okay. So we have a few different things going on here, so let me try to get this.
Sorry.
So we are... That's all right. No, let's get through this. So there's one request to move 8C to 8A, and then there's also a request to move to not hear 8C and 8E today. And then there's also a request, which I think the ones we agree on, is that we're going to basically stop at 4:30. So.
Correct. And I will retract my request to move 8C to 8A. And I
sure.
Go ahead and let's have Dave, we'll just pull it and talk about it later. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
There's a note on the request to end at 4:30 is a little odd. That normally you hear the items on your agenda for whatever time period it takes because they've been agendized. So probably the more prudent thing to do is that there are particular items you don't want to hear today that you think can be delayed, that remove them completely. try to end by 4:30.
If that's the case, then I'd like to go ahead and pull 8G, 8H, and 8L, because those can be pushed off to another time so that we can spend time prioritizing.
G, H, and L, is that what I...
G, H, and L. Those can wait till February.
What is the conference?
Okay, so with this, then we would have a new business agenda of 8A, B, D, F, J, and K.
Correct.
Everyone following that?
Yes.
The conference is in March, correct? So we'll have time.
Conference is in May.
All right, so we have...
Yeah, we have plenty of time. I mean, you'll still hit the early bird if we pushed the 8CWA Spring Conference C topic, 8H off. You'll still have time to get the early bird.
We have a comment from staff.
I would like to request the board to hear 8G today, as that is time sensitive. The policy needs to be implemented in February. The law says it must be implemented by February. So I'd like the board to hear it today in case there are changes need to be made before the February meeting.
Okay, seems reasonable to me. We should try to keep on those deadlines from state law. So therefore, let me just reiterate this for everybody. So the new business agenda will then read 8A, B, D, F, G.
Sorry, I have one more.
Okay.
8L, just so the board knows, that includes the fiscal year operating budget timeline. So on that timeline was a draft for the board to consider whether or not they want to do a workshop in February. So if you don't do that today, then we won't be doing the workshop in February.
Okay.
Okay. We can talk about the workshop in March.
Yeah.
So once again, 8A, under what we're going to vote on here shortly, or consider adopting, is 8A, A, B, D, F, G, J, and K. Would be the new business agenda. Everything else would remain the same.
And we're going to keep those same letters, and we're not going to re-letter them, like A, B, C, D.
It'd be a lot easier if we did.
No, just keep them the same.
I want to make sure.
You're pulling those items from the agenda.
And then just say pull. Okay.
Can you tell me those again? All
right, so the new business agenda is going to be items 8A, B, D, F, G, J, and K. So essentially, that's probably the easy way. 8C, E, and L are no longer on the agenda.
And H.
And L.
Yes.
Yes.
H and L. Yes.
They're all pulled from the agenda.
Correct. Thank you. Okay. So. Now, with those changes, are you good?
Yeah. No? The motions are.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Nope. We have that motion. So with that, there's an adoption motion to adopt the revised agenda. Please.
I'll make that motion that we adopt the revised agenda.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion and a second. Kelly, if you don't mind a roll call, please.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Wadley.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
And Director Saunders.
Aye. Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Item 3, board reorganization, selection of officers for calendar year 2023. We'll start with president. I am not going to re-up as board president. I think it should be Director Souza. So that's the motion that I will make, to have Director Souza be the board president for the 2020 calendar year.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion and a second. Kelly, when you're ready, please, for a roll call.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halp.
One point of order. Are you still president?
No, I'm not. That's where we're doing the reorg right now.
Because the president wasn't allowed to listen to that list.
Okay.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Wadley.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
There you go.
You gonna move over with me?
No, I'm just here by me.
I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to elect Director Saunders as Vice President.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
Director Wadley.
No.
One of my main goals this year.
Before we go, I'd like
oh, go ahead.
Nominate Director Garcia for Treasurer.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
Director Wadley.
No.
Okay. Board, one of the things I want to do this year is to curtail some of the interruptions while we're having our business. There's a lot of times where we're talking and then somebody in the audience wants to interrupt, and that throws us all off of thinking. So I'm going to curtail that for this year. Also, some of these long meetings that we had last year turned out to be 8 hours. So I want to see that change too. So if we can work together on that, be positive and ride the wave. Okay. So, what I want to do. Consent calendar, item 6A1.
Sorry, did we skip public forum?
Oh, I'm sorry. The fire district will move it faster.
I'll retrain you.
Yeah, I'll retrain. Where am I?
Number 4. There's no, it's just.
Do we have anyone from the public who would like to speak for 3 minutes?
I would bring to the board's attention this letter from Adam Brown I received about 10 days ago. It's indeterminate because the letter was not dated, nor was the envelope postmarked. It states the necessity of installing a backflow assembly on my potable water line, as I supposedly have some kind of cross-contamination which could endanger the treated water supply. The Federal Safe Drinking Water Act amendment went into effect in 86, the district ordinance in 91. If this situation is indeed as important as it sounds, why was I not told in 99, when I had the irrigation account changed as a new owner? I have lived on the divide for 20 years and have never been notified nor heard anything about this. I will tell you that my treated water box is at the road, which is not far from the house. My ditch water box is a quarter of a mile up. There is no way there can be physical cross-contamination between the two in any way. I made this clear to Mr. Brown, which his email is included there in my initial email to him. However, he did not respond to that fact. In addition, the link provided in the letter to me does not work. It simply loops back to the original page. This notice needs to be reworked and better explained, and if applicable, has this been sent out to all irrigation users?
Thank you. Number 5.
Bye still.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't look.
Thank you.
Over here.
On December 18th, 2019, I filed a CPRA to receive the annual fiscal year 18 budget plus the previous 4 years' actual budgets because they were not on the district website. As of January 3rd, 2020, I had not received a reply to my PRA, so I sent an email to Mr. Palmer inquiring about it. On January 7th, 2020, I received a reply that he would get back that week. On the 10th, I received an email with files of the expenses and revenue for the previous 4 years, but not the 18-19 fiscal year and not the budgets. I asked again for the actual 18-19 budget, but I have not received it. Why? The actual 18-19 budget is not even included in today's meeting packet. Why? And I'm asking the board to require the general manager to properly respond to CPR requests and to put the actual fiscal year budgets on the website. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes.
I want to say...
Can I have your name, please?
May Harms. I've lived, had your water, our water, since 88, Thanksgiving weekend of 88. And... we have these three utilities, PG&E, telephone company, and the water district. And goodness knows what we've had trouble with PG&E and the telephone company. A lot of times they're out too. But the water district, they're always there for us. And I feel like we should compliment them and be happy with this water district. Coming right off the Sierras, we're so lucky. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. A positive thought. I love that. Anyone else? Okay. Number five, proclamations and presentations. Who's doing that? Do we have
any? No, we don't have any.
We don't have any? Okay. I didn't think so, but consent calendar. Any member of the public may contact a board member prior to the meeting to request that an item be pulled from the consent calendar.
Yeah, but I have items to pull.
Okay. You're part of it.
I'd like to pull 6A2, 6B3, and 6C.
What was that? 6B?
6B3.
And C. Okay. 6C.
Okay,
just a quick question. On the special, the meeting minutes, are those, do you have revised ones for those?
I did. They're the yellow ones that were in front of your, I handed to your binder.
Okay.
Where can I make a comment about the 19th? Can I make a comment?
You can make a comment, yes, correct.
I have comments regarding both the meeting minutes on September 19th and December 10th. You want it now?
Let's go to 6A, special meeting of September 19th, 2019. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to pull them from consent. So.
Okay, you want to go?
Yeah, I, just to me, even with the yellow copy, I understand, in my view, they're not accurate. They're being used for political purposes and something that particularly was done after the agenda, which is not a best practice at all. So I'm just... you know, I'm gonna vote no on the minutes, but that's all I have to say about it. So, thank you.
Okay, where do we go from here?
You had public comment on 6A1.
Yes,
Carolyn Lewis, for the record, because this is where we're having a problem. I had asked Mr. Palmer to remove my name from a comment I did not make in the September meeting. And was told it would be done, but I see now there's a line through it, and it says unknown. Let's see, what's it? Unknown member. The member is identified. If you listen to the recording, half of her statement was attributed to her, and the other half was put at the top of the minutes with my name attached. It was a statement I did not make. I don't want to see my name on here, with a line through it or not. The other problem was December 10th. Three people made public comments, and only their first names were given. One of the names is Carol. to repeat because you're coughing. One of the names was Carolyn. That doesn't say which Carolyn. I'm one of them, and there's somebody else who comes here who has a different last name. So this has to be straightened out.
Thank you. Preliminary special meeting, September.
No, I still have.
Oh, you still? Oh, go ahead. You got to interrupt me.
Yep, I know. It's
no, do it.
First time when it's a meeting. So,
are these comments on the pulled minutes?
He pulled the special minutes. These are for our last minutes.
They
all got pulled.
They all got pulled.
So that was comments, the first set of comments on.
So we're not talking
about.
But we're
talking about pulled items.
We are.
Right. And so before we talk about the items pulled from the consent, we should get consent on those items that
we didn't,
were not pulled.
Which I have is 6B, 1 and 2.
Right.
Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt those items, Mr. President.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
Kelly, you want to take that one?
Yeah, let's
let the director do
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Right.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
Director Wadley.
Aye.
Why?
Okay. Now you go back to the items that were pulled from consent.
So you start with 6A1?
Yeah, so you should be on 6A1.
So are there any other
comments
on 6A1 from the board? Those are the September minutes.
September 19th.
No?
Then you need
so you could take action on those.
Yeah, but any motion to accept as the yellow copy.
The yellow copy was handed to us this morning. I haven't had a chance to review it.
This afternoon.
It's just the red line. It's the red line change.
The red line change.
Kelly can speak to the change if you
like.
Sorry,
mine's in black and white. I don't see any red. Is it
it's a strikeout.
At the December, at the December meeting, the request to change a paragraph was made, and those minutes have the change of the paragraph in addition to Director Garcia's request to have the comments made when the meeting was adjourned from September added to this meeting were put in minutes. So there have been three changes to those. And in relation to your name, I went back and listened to the minutes myself, and Dane called up Carolyn. So I'm unsure you had told Mr. Palmer that a different person spoke, but when I listened to the minutes, there was a person named Carolyn came up that was asked to come up and speak and made that statement. It's difficult when whomever's taking the minutes doesn't know everyone's first and last name. So it would be helpful when the public comes up if they would state their first and last name so that there would not be any confusion to that. So when I listened to the minutes, the person that was called up was Carolyn. So I took your name out and put an unknown person because I don't know who it was. I wasn't here at that September meeting, so I can't determine who made that comment.
Did you listen to the recording?
I did. I listened to the recording. And
you realized that someone's statement was cut in half and part of it was put with my name?
Director Wadley called up a Carolyn when that comment was made. That's why Carolyn was put in the original minutes. Again, I wasn't here. So that's why the name was crossed out.
So what happens now? Is my name going to be taken off of here?
Sure. Yes, okay. I will take it out.
Yeah, that's the reason for the strikeout.
She doesn't want her name in it at all.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be, the final version won't have your name in it.
All right.
Okay.
We just have to make sure we go by first and last name.
Yeah.
All there is.
You know, one of the best ways to do that is just have them sign in on the clipboard when they do the public comment.
Yeah, we have
that way
we'll
about
cards.
Anybody who sits in your seat sometimes, Kelly.
It would be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could try. Okay. Then I'll go ahead and second. Dane, you made that motion?
No.
Sorry, I forgot where we are.
No.
Did you make that?
No, I did not.
I'll make the motion that...
we accept 6A1 with the strikeout removing Carolyn Loomis's name.
Second.
All in favor?
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
Director Wadley.
This is 6A1,
yes.
Right? No.
Okay.
Okay, we pulled number 2, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A2, okay. 6B, financial report.
I don't know, 6A2.
No, now you're going to discuss 6A2.
Oh, I thought we pulled it.
It is pulled, and now you're discussing.
Thank you.
Discussion?
Mr.
Kelly?
Thank you.
Passing over to Steve. Missed that. All right, so the first paragraph there was a little vague. As it says, Director Song is objected to the comment being added to the minutes, and I'd like to clarify that to say, Director Saunders objected to having his ethnicity and Director Garcia's gender added to the minutes, especially after requesting the same not be included prior to the meeting.
Any discussion?
No.
Okay.
And then in paragraph 2.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, there's
you got to speak up.
So where it says, with Cindy, it says she would also like to request the September minutes remove the ethnicity and gender. After that point, I then added to the motion that the minutes should revert back to as they were originally printed in the November minutes, which did not include ethnicity and gender. And then I asked for a written apology from the president and general manager to be added to the January packet. And then once that's put in, everything after that will be the same. In new business, 7B, approve amended general manager employer agreement. As stated per policy.
What are we doing? We're not on this item. So.
Yeah, we're still on 6A2. Yeah.
He's talking about December minutes.
These are all the minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From
okay.
December.
Yeah, so these are the minutes. So this is part of page 10 of 14 now.
Okay.
7B approved the amended general manager employment agreement. As I stated during the time per policy 4050.4, directors may request for inclusion into the minutes brief comments pertinent to an agenda item only at the meeting that item is discussed, including, if desired, a position on extension or dissenting vote. And at that time, I added a position for dissenting vote, where I specifically stated that I can only about the reason I said no was because I could only evaluate for the 1 year I have been on the board, so my recommended compensation would be lower, so I need that to go with the vote. And then Director Garcia also said she would like her position to be the same. So.
Can I pause for clarification on that? So those comments are reflected in the minutes. I can read them here.
During the discussion, but it's not.
So you want them moved down?
It also needs to be.
Or both places?
It has to say position for dissenting vote. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's on the. See how it's on the paper that I.
Yeah, I see it. Oh, yeah. I'm reading the minutes and I can see the comments.
That was during the discussion I said that. And then with the, when I voted, I specifically stated that.
Okay.
As well.
So do you want it in there twice or do you want to move it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Item 7F, appoint a board legislative liaison. That's page 12 or 14. Where it says, Director Saunders said he is happy this item is coming to the board for a vote. The rest of that is this year, because last year we didn't vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also said I'd like to see the policy be followed by bringing items agendized to the board after emergency decisions are made, because that's an important point. And I believe that's it.
I would like staff to go back and look at the comments. I don't believe that the action was to have a written apology in the January board minute. In fact, I don't believe that happened. So I'd like that. I would request the board have that staff check on that, and I guess bring it back for a future meeting because we're not going to be able to do it now.
It's so around.
It's not my recollection.
So I'll bring you the timestamps.
Yeah, if we can get this nailed down, taken care of, we can move on. Anything else, Mike?
Nope, that's it for 6A2.
Okay, financial reports.
Hold on, 6A2.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that as revised with Director Saunders' comments, we go ahead and accept 6A2.
No, they wanted it to bring back to listen to the...
Yeah, there was a request to have us listen to the audio again.
Right. Yeah.
However, is the rest of the stuff fine?
That's my understanding from the one comment, yeah.
Do we have a second?
I don't know that you're voting on anything. You've been asked to bring the minutes back after listening to the tape.
Okay.
On the one clarification.
Put on the other changes, good to go, because I don't want to bring this back again.
Right.
That's my understanding.
Yep, so I'd like to make a motion that everything except the written paragraph 2, so everything in paragraph 2 we'll bring back to look at again, and everything else from should be fine.
Right, but you're not accepting the minutes yet, so I'm not sure what...
So I have to bring this all back again and go...
No, I think that the staff has direction, right? You're going to implement all these changes and check on the 2.
Check that one, and
then
okay.
Those corrected minutes will come back to you for a vote.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think he's trying to avoid bringing it back again.
Yes.
Well, you got to check the tape. So the minute, not all these, edits will have been made.
I understand.
You can't. You have to accept the minutes as they are written, not.
Okay.
If Director Waddle, unless you guys want to vote against Director Waddle's request to have the minutes listened to, the tape listened to.
No, we can have it listened to it.
Yeah, clarification is always good. Let's get it clarified and just bring it back next month and look at it again.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
So now you're on 6B3.
Month in cash disbursement report.
Six B three.
If you could pass this over to Steve.
Pass this over to Steve. Thank you.
So just some check queries to clarify.
Oh.
So it was just that items that came up when I was signing the checks, just to let the board know. So Steve is aware of all of these except a couple of the second one. So our 30633 was the Placer Title Company, which was $800, and it was just an easement issue that we had to send out a deed for. So
I don't know how much detail to get into, but basically we had a resident who has a canal run through their property down, irrigation canal, came in and threatening they were going to bulldoze the canal and put a driveway over it because they thought their deed showed the easement there. So I did a title search on the properties in question to make sure that we didn't indeed have easement through there, provided the documentation to that person, and they capitulated and said, okay, we're not going to do that.
And then for 30638, this was for Christina, but maybe you know. Is there a reason we put the person's name down instead of the company? So this is Kenneth B. Walsh, but it's also for Rockland Soil Works. So is there a reason why we put the name versus...
I think it has to do with tax reporting purposes and how we report them at the end of the year and how they hold the business name. It's like a 1099 deal. Depends on how they structure their business.
All right. And 30642 was the State Water Resource Control Board permit registration documents, and that was for... permits for the Gunite Canal project. And then I just had a question with the 30644 Tyler Technologies. Do we have that budgeted in for the travel and all the other stuff? Because I know the licensing is there, but...
Is there travel in this one? I don't recall.
It's built in, yeah. So the licensing fees was about $3,600, and the rest was travel fees and stuff. So I don't know how much we've budgeted towards that.
The budget number is supposed to include all their costs. I don't know, as I sit here today, how much is allocated towards travel.
Okay.
Versus, but we tried to account for everything in the budget. Yeah.
That was all I had for that.
Okay. Make a motion that we adopt those, whatever item it is, 6A1, 6B1, sorry.
6B3.
6B3,
okay.
Sorry.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Halpin.
Aye.
Director Souza.
Aye.
Director Saunders.
Aye.
And Director Wadley.
Aye.
I guess we just walked in.
You got a big deal with that?
6C. Always a pleasure to see you.
I hope you're on my item.
Yes.
Professional service agreement with George Sanders.
Hey, that's not really where you're at.
It is.
No, it is. Yeah.
That was good timing.
Well, that actually isn't my item, so I'm going to leave.
Okay.
Just had to check in for later.
Director Saunders pulled it from consent. Yeah, so.
Right. Oh, I didn't circle that one.
No,
sorry.
We see it once in a while. To clarify, you know, it says we're just changing the term of completion, but is the compensation staying the same? Is the cap at 20, whatever it says there?
The compensation is staying the same. There's no increase to what we're paying George.
So if it gets to the point where he's still working and we're out of money, does he not get paid, or?
I guess theoretically, yes.
It's a freebie.
At some point he may be, you know. That's where we're at right now with him. So
the issue I have with this agenda item is that we need a completion date. We have put in here that you want to extend George Sanders' term of the contract from December 31st, 2019 until the filing of the notice of completion. Being a state employee with that particular sister agency, Department of Water Resources, for some 27 years, I can tell you the state doesn't do anything fast. 6 months to a year is fast with the state. This notice of completion can drag on for another 12 to plus months. So I'm not comfortable extending George's contract until a filing of a notice of completion, because then that means that we are going to potentially keep George dangling until the state finally gets around to getting it off of somebody's desk to be signed and completed. And that's not fair to George. So I'd like to see George put together his punch list on a project schedule. And that we think about taking what's left in the contract and applying it to that project schedule so that we know when George's work on the punch list could be done. And that should be the end date of his contract. And then the rest of the issues with the state to just sign off on a notice of completion, it's not holding George hostage, and it's not holding the district hostage to a situation where George is waiting around for something and he's spending time here, and yet we can't compensate him. So I would ask that George put together his punch list, and we know that this project is 99.9% complete, and his punch list is lighting and fencing and landscape and, you know, minor activities that he's trying to finish up. So let's ask George to put this punch list on a schedule, assign a date to that, and bring this back to us next month. And then we can see what the completion date is and make sure that he's compensated fairly.
Mr. President, I'd like to hear from the general manager or the professional who's managing this.
I just wanted to, just to clarify the term notice of completion. We're talking about the notice of completion that gets approved by this board and recorded at our county recorder. So it's not something that goes to the state for the state approval. It's whenever we deem that Myers and Son is complete, we come to the board here as required by public contract code and have you guys adopt the notice of completion, which then gets recorded. So that's the point in time I'm speaking of. I'm not speaking anything related to filings with the state. It's just
for
the board.
Well, thank you for clarifying, because that's not clear in the notes here in the staff report. Then if that's the case, I'd ask to do the same thing. After the issues we just went through with Myers over the delays and the scheduling, I would ask that on this particular project, that again, George put together his punch list and put it on a schedule with Myers and with your support, Steve, so that we know when this could be completed. So we know what we're looking at here.
was I'm not comfortable entering into a contract and keeping George in limbo without knowing when this project can be complete. Besides, it's over the completion date now anyway, and it's getting to the point where it's getting to be more of a budget than we originally thought. So I'd still like to see this on a schedule so we can see what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I agree. He knows and we all know.
Can I just get some clarification? Steve, I assume you just talked with George about this?
Yes.
He's comfortable with this?
Yes.
Can you? Okay. Yes, if we...
I'm not strongly armoring George here.
Our general manager, who we've hired to manage the staff, manage consultants, has done so.
Yeah, I mean, George and I spoke about this at length, and we felt like it was best just to set tie to the notice of completion so that we're not burdening the board with any additional extensions. Obviously, George reported you, and Dr. Garcia is correct, the work is pretty much done. I think it's down mainly to tying up some negotiations on change orders and whatnot, and getting some training required done and manuals and that sort of stuff, not necessarily real physical work. So,
well, Stephen, can I
absolutely hear the comment that you'd like to see a schedule and a budget for his time and all that before you guys approve this extension, and that's
fine. Can I ask you a clarifying question then?
That, we can bring it back in February with more information.
Then if there's been scheduling issues and problems with over cost overruns and schedule overruns with this project, and there's just a few minor things to do, why hasn't George put this on the schedule then?
I'm not saying that he hasn't.
Okay.
They don't have it here today, so if that's what the board wants, we'll have to bring it back to you in February. And in the meantime, his term of the contract has expired. As of December 31st, technically. So I don't know what that means legally. we were just trying to do some belt suspenders here to make sure there were no issues with George showing up here and doing work for us and for liability purposes and insurance purposes. You know, God forbid something happen between now and the extension date.
Is it possible to bring George in and ask him what a reasonable date he feels that he can get this done? And then we can just
I do not think he'll commit to anything right now.
No, I don't think he should do it in real time at a board.
No, you need, yeah, we need
to understand, but if he had a project schedule, he might.
But if he doesn't,
he might have an idea.
We can bring that with him personally.
Yeah. I guess, you know, recognizing Cindy's points is valid. I'd make a motion that we adopt the resolution as the staff is presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Director Garcia?
No.
Director Halpin?
Yes.
Director Souza?
No.
Director Saunders?
No.
Director Wadley?
Aye.
I'll make a motion, though, that we do have this, bring this back.
Most definitely.
Have them modify it and take a look at it. Put a date in there for completion. Bring it back next month.
Yeah, the last paragraph says notice of completion, but we don't know the date. We have to know the date.
Yeah, this is...
It doesn't
it's dragging on.
Yeah. We all know.
Mr. President, you got a comment out there?
Yes.
I'm Karen Bartholomew. My comment is I think early last year, I thought I was under the understanding that this completion date would be done by December 31st, that it was extended to December, and it just seems like now they're going longer, and so I'm just glad to hear that you're going to try to find out a completion date so that we know as ratepayers what it's all about. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I was under the impression this was Stephen Dow. This treatment plan was going to be done January 2019, and it's been dragging on and on. To quote the famous Larry the Cable Guy, get her done.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Okay, so can we act on, like, can I get a second on my motion then that, you know?
I don't think you need a motion.
Comment
is one staff.
Okay. I still have my question.
Your name?
Cherie Carlin. How much is left on his contract dollar amount?
I don't have it with me.
Because he extended it like $24,000 in June.
Yeah, I mean, we're near the end. It was supposed to be done in December.
Okay, anybody else on the board have anything to say? Number seven, informational items. A, board report. Cindy, you have anything?
Just a few. Let's see, I want to thank Stephanie Beck for getting all of us the email about the Form 700 and any of the online training. I appreciate her keeping all of us on a schedule so that we don't miss any timely trainings and we can get our training histories updated. So thank you, Stephanie, for that. We did have the Cool Hall Association Christmas party where we fed about 200 folks. It was a great turnout, a great Christmas spirit here on the Divide. Usual good time and good party had by all, so we appreciate the Cool Hall for sponsoring that event on an annual basis. Let's see. I've got concerns, too, about the backflow prevention device that was issued. I've been contacted now by three different customers, and they would like to see the district put forth their control, their backflow prevention control program, and then maybe do a workshop and then answer the community's questions that they have about this whole issue. And they'd like to see their irrigation not be held up by that, especially since the three that I heard from, I looked at their properties, and their water meter is sometimes a quarter of a mile from where their ditch box is. And with the topography and the hills that we have, there's no way that that irrigation water that's at the bottom of the hill that irrigates could get even up the hill to where their meter is. I mean, it just logistically, I understood their concerns and their complaints. So I'd like to have the board and our board members think about maybe bringing this issue up for a discussion at a future time. I'd also like to entertain the idea of attending the AWWA annual conference and expo in Orlando, since I'm going to be there in June anyway, and I will pay for my travel and all of my per diem if the Water District will pay for my registration fees, which is about $875 if I do it before the early bird. And I'd like to bring back information from the breakout sessions for that annual event and have it complement those that it will be attending, the ACWA event in Monterey. And we can share ideas and share literature and information from the breakout sessions. And my cost at $875 is going to be much cheaper to attend that function than it will be for the cost of some of the directors if they choose to participate in Monterey, because you'd be paying their per diem down there. So I'd like to throw out the idea to the board members to think about approving my registration for $875 to attend that. And then I noticed that based on the directive, last item here, based on the directive that the board gave the general manager and Director Wadley from the previous meeting, I noticed that the items were not included that they were directed to provide in our meeting material minutes today. And I'd like to understand why they went against a board directive, because we can't have the board as a governing entity giving out a directive and that directive not being followed. So, and those were the written apologies. And I don't see those written apologies in the meeting materials, and I'd like to know why they're not provided. So, Mr. Wadley and Mr. General Manager Steve Palmer, are you planning to follow the board's direction and provide Director Saunders written apologies?
So, I don't know when to address this in the agenda right now. I had a conversation with Director Saunders about this at least a couple times, and I want to be very respectful and conscious of his desires and wishes that what gets reflected in the minutes as it relates to his race. And so I wanted to make sure I had that conversation with him before anything else went in writing. I felt that was the proper professional thing to do. And so we discussed it, and he felt like agreed with my approach of coming to this meeting now and expressing my apologies for any harm and disrespect that it caused him. And he felt like that was acceptable when we talked on the phone. So that's my apology, and we can reflect that in the minutes.
Okay, and how does the board feel about that? Because that's not the directive that the board put forth.
Well, I didn't vote. I didn't agree with that vote, with that directive. And the idea that, in my own mind, that you asked the question, a member of the audience brought up these comments about race and gender, and asking the general manager, Dr. Wadley, to apologize for statements made by someone in the audience struck me as an inappropriate thing to do, which is why I abstained from the vote. Certainly if I was asked to apologize for a comment made by someone in the audience, I would say no. So that's how I feel about it.
Okay. And Director Halpin, let me correct you then, because the issue wasn't to have the written apologies for a statement that Ms. Centinelli made during the September 19th Finance Committee special meeting. It was for subsequently what happened after that in the preceding following meeting, not preceding, but following meetings, where certain members asked for specific mention of ethnicity and race and gender to be put in the meeting minutes. Director Saunders and I had asked on a couple of different occasions to not have that happen. It happened anyway, and it happened even when Director Saunders reached out directly to speak to both of them, Director Wadley and the General Manager, about the issue.
So I mean, my response to that is, we recorded that is recorded. It's public information. We can't go in and delete those recordings and modify what was said in the public meeting. No matter who requests it, that would be tampering with those recordings. It would be my suggestion that in the meetings, the minutes should reflect how we voted on issues, and all of this detail that we've been talking about, it stands in the public record on the recording. And if you wanted to buy a copy of speech-to-text program, you know, Dragon makes such a thing, you could take the recording and just write the whole thing down. Would immediately go from speech to text, and then you could have the whole minutes in writing. You have the whole meeting in recording. The idea that you're going to modify or delete or hold somebody responsible for the reality of what occurred during the meeting seems wholly inappropriate to me.
Okay, again, let me bring us right back down here, and we'll wrap this up so we can get moving.
I mean, you're asking me, so I'm responding.
Yes, and I appreciate that.
I'll happily not respond if you don't want to ask me.
No, I appreciate your response and your comments, but I'd like to refocus back down to the issue at hand. The issue at hand was to have Director Wadley and the General Manager provide written apologies for the actions that they took in creating the issue and expounding on the issue.
They did not create the issue.
The issue was created
when a member of the audience made a comment. They did not create that issue.
They created the issue when the meeting minutes were asked to be changed and Director Saunders asked them not to change it, and they did it anyway.
Yeah, but Director Saunders created the problem when he asked us to modify the reality of what transpired in the meeting and is recorded and posted on the website. When you ask someone to go in there and modify that, they didn't create that problem. Now, I'm sensitive to his issue, mm-hmm. but the fact of the matter is for Director Saunders to ask them to go in
point of order.
And delete
point of
things
order.
That occurred during the meeting, I think that's a problem for me.
Director Saunders did not ask anybody to delete anything. The minutes did not reflect race or gender, and then it was added at a subsequent meeting.
Yes.
That was the issue, and I asked to take it out after it was added in.
Yeah, correct. So if the meeting minutes would have been left in their original state, and nobody had asked to change them, which Director Wadley did, Director Wadley asked to make the change. That change was made to put in ethnicity and gender. We asked to take it out. So if anybody modified anything, it was at the request of Wadley.
No.
Yes.
The record will show. Comment was made and it's recorded.
Right.
Now you can choose to say, I want this reality to exist, or you can choose to ask for this reality not to exist. God bless you. The reality is, the recording exists. It's posted on the website. All 7 billion people on the internet can see it and hear it. And requesting it to be modified, either in or out, in my mind, is inappropriate. It happened in this room, mm-hmm. and it's on our website, and everyone on Earth is aware of it. And I don't think Director Wadley gets to say, put it in, or Director Saunders gets to say, take it out. It's a reality that exists.
So let's get right back down. Let's refocus this then, because obviously we have a difference of opinion. It still stands that this board, as a governance team, directed individuals to do something, and that something was not done.
Well, my suggestion is they should tell you no. And that would be the end of it, right here, right now. My humble opinion.
Then from now on, if the board, again, as a governance team going forward, chooses to give future directives and those items are not done, those entities can just tell the board, no.
I didn't say anything like that. I didn't say anything like that.
We're setting a precedent.
You didn't come up with some words and put them in my mouth. But I said, nobody should modify the reality that occurred in that meeting and be asked to apologize for it on either of their sides, which I'm sympathetic to both of them. Fact of the matter is, if we just recorded in the minutes what we had voted on and who voted and left the recording as it is without modifying it, adding to it, subtracting it, that would resolve this issue at this moment and permanently going forward. We can argue about what is chosen to put into that endlessly. There's 5-6 hours worth of conversation. You get a few choice words that Kelly decides to put in there. We ought to either record the whole thing and take a text-to-speech program and put the whole stinking thing in there, or we ought to just record how we voted and how our votes were and refer to the recording for the reality of what happened. And suggesting that you're going to modify that reality by deleting comments that you don't like or adding in comments that you do like, that's wholly inappropriate to me.
And that's a separate, completely separate issue, what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the board giving a directive and the directive not being followed.
Well, you have a nice opportunity, fellas. Say no and we can move on.
We still have an insubordination issue.
I made comments at the last board. On this issue. Verbal comments as well.
Well, okay.
Yeah, we're just beating this down. Council, do you have anything to say? So we can
So Barbara, what do we do when a directive is not followed that the board's
put forth? I'm not convinced that a directive was not followed. I think that's what originally Director Waddle was asking, to go back and listen to the recorder. And so you're arguing about something that I'm not sure has actually was voted and directed. I feel like you're arguing about something that's not been checked. I don't recall that. I would have to listen to the tape.
And
it definitely, if the board gives direction, it should be followed.
It was
That's
my motion
clear.
That I made, and I made the motion to go back and change the minutes back to what they originally were, and then have Director Wadley and Steve Palmer write a written apology to Director Saunders. That was what was voted on and passed as the directive. So we can go back and clarify that in the meeting minutes. We can bring it back, and we can talk about it again next month. But I'm just concerned that if this board gives a directive in the future and it's not followed, what is the board going to do to mitigate that kind of situation? And again, we'll talk about that when it happens again.
Yeah. You're doing it.
We'll do
a
resolution.
You call it out. You do it. You're doing exactly what you should be doing, is you're calling out that this hasn't occurred and you want to know why.
Okay. There's no comment right now.
Okay, and that's all I have in my board reports.
I have nothing. Dane, do you have something?
I had just like a couple of things I just wanted to mention. One, there's I'll send a notice out to the rest of the board and to the obviously the staff for distribution to the public, but there is discussion as part of the legislative liaison role. There's discussion about a potential bond being discussed in the California legislature for wildfire prevention, drought preparedness, safe drinking water. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. It could be on a March or a November ballot. And, you know, there may be some opportunities through that if it actually comes to fruition for us. And, of course, it's approved by the voters, too, at a later time. So just wanted to bring that out there, too, as well. I wanted to make just a real brief statement, too, on, obviously, everyone's aware of the resolution of the water rate lawsuit against the district. A number of folks in this room have spent a lot of time aligning very good folks here, primarily our general manager, about that. And my hope is that it's pretty clear, the evidence is pretty clear as to what happened and what the legal judge determined on that. And I hope that we can start moving forward collaboratively as a district and as a community and not malign the good work of people who work for this district and who serve on this board. So that hopefully we can get there. But that's my hope. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. God, I never thought you'd call Mr. President.
Don't move forward yet because you skipped me.
Well, I asked anybody else, and I looked at Dane. Go ahead.
I didn't skip you. So the treasurer's report, we had our meeting in the last meeting. We covered the investment policy, and one of the recommendations was to bring it before the board to review to start looking at. It's in the general manager's report, so I recommend that the board look at the proposed policy and start coming up with questions and ideas and issues that are necessary when we actually do review it. The other thing is, as my year in, I've asked what kind of reports you'd like to see for board reports. So by the end of this week, I should provide you guys with the dashboard and monthly board reports that we could consider putting into our future reports when we look to see, so we can look at the oversight of the district to see what we'd like to see in terms of reports. And the water resiliency portfolio is finally out. It's a draft, so if anyone has any questions or issues about what they would like in, the stakeholders still have up to February 7th to give public comment on that.
Thank you, Mike. Okay. 7B, General Manager's Report.
In the interest of time, I know the board's kind of got here, so I won't go in detail, but you have every report. If you have questions, please, I'm here to ask the best I can. But mainly, I did want to talk about what Director Saunders brought up, was the investment policy. It is attached to my GM report. We did present that to the Finance Committee at their last meeting. They did request a couple changes and also wanted to see a draft procedure, an internal procedure that we'd use every year to evaluate the investments and kind of determine the mix between different investment strategies. So that investment strategy procedure document is something we have to develop before we bring it back to them. This won't likely come back to you again until we have that draft procedure written for them and they have a chance to review that as well. But I wanted to make sure you saw it and knew it was being worked on, because I know is of interest to the board that we have this investment policy updated, and the current draft, which I think is in there too, was from 2016. Maybe didn't put the old one in there. I guess the old one's not in there. But the one we have now is from 2016 and hasn't really been looked at since then. So,
where are we at on automated meter?
I think we should know fairly soon here about the results from the yeah, actually, we'll have an item back to you, Adler, back to you in February to approve the financing agreement. I think it's a financing agreement. There's some resolutions they need the board to adopt before they'll give final credit approval. So we'll bring those resolutions back to you at the February meeting, and then we'll submit those for final credit approval.
Steve, do you have any idea when the projects that are ongoing or under construction would be finished, like the reservoir and stream gauging and the manhole sealing?
Manhole sealing is really an ongoing thing. They do every year. We're just kind of continuously screening those.
So there really is no
end. Really not. They just keep going. Yeah. The reservoir and stream gauging, it'll be done this year. I don't have a completion date, but this phase will be done this year. We can work on an updated schedule for that. I'll work on a date.
I'll just add for the draft policy for the investment procedure. Some of those things are based on safeguarding, so we have things built in so someone can't just invest our money into whatever without bringing it to the board. So that's the thing, the board should know what's happening when it on investments.
And do you have an idea, Steve, as far as schedule goes for the roof repairs?
No,
the
I don't have a new
building
schedule.
Okay. And just one last question, just for clarification. Which tank will they start in spring?
Bannister Diggins tank on Reservoir Road.
That bid packet went out Friday, right?
Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Is that a large tank, Daryl? Expect it to be done?
It's a small tank, like last year, so 200,000 gallons.
So
I'm hoping they can... I'm going to try to push them to get it done as quickly as possible once they start. Just kind of a weather thing for the outside.
Anything else from the board?
Just one last thing, Steve. On page 2, mm-hmm. you have in February your final 18-19 budget to actual report. But yet, according to the email that you and I have been passing back and forth since December 15th, I've been asking you for... the fiscal year 18-19 budget, the actual report, and you had mentioned that you'd have it done when the audit's complete. The audit's complete and it's in here. You also said that you'd make it a goal to get it completed by 12/31 of 19 and then present to the January board meeting. So I sent you another email today. Sorry it was a little bit late, but I asked you to provide it for today's meeting. And I know it's part of the request that you're getting, but would you please provide the fiscal year 18-19 budget with the actual numbers in it as soon as you can?
Absolutely. As soon as they're done, I'll get them.
Okay, and do you know when that might be?
I know there's still a few journal entries that need to be made to tie everything back to the audit. So.
Okay, so we can expect it then in February?
February, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, this is pretty standard in terms of how water district accounting is done. There are journal entries past the end of the year, fiscal year, that need to be done to close things up. I did numerous ones when I was working at PCWA. So, general manager's doing what he's supposed to be doing on this, Director Garcia.
I understand that, but I've been doing this for 13 years as well, and what July is for, when you wrap things up and get it in and get it done. Your audit that usually is closed by the end of the year, and based on the schedule that the general manager worked on last year, we had things in November. So just
good.
Checking.
Good.
November
nothing,
is great.
Nothing's being done wrong. So thank you, Steve.
Daryl, operations manager, you're up.
Okay, basic stuff. Lake's been spilling for a while, so we're going to have a good water year at least.
Good.
Where everything else is going, it's supposed to get a bunch of snow. Thursday. I have all my main columns I've always got in here. Everything's pretty much the same. I added one thing I thought people might find interesting is I thought it'd be neat to have how many after hours call outs we get. So I added that for the distribution one. We had 11 last month. I added the letters, the one out with the backflow, because I knew it was going to be a hot topic. I've been personally dreading it. We spent 4 years doing surveys that the state required us to do, and we finished the surveys, and now the letter and the state said get those letters out. Now the letters are out, and now it's going to be hot, and I totally get it. So I'm sure we'll be talking about this much more in the future, like Cindy mentioned earlier. Really, I guess that's.
Daryl, do we have, does the district itself have a cross-connection control program?
Well, we have an ordinance.
We have an ordinance. Do we have a program that...
We're creating the program right now that the state has asked us to do. Adam and I are working on that together, and
in the program, we don't have a good way yet, like a computer program that monitors it. We're kind of trying to figure out if Tyler is going to handle that, which it might, or if we have to get a separate one that handles it, because it's going to be big for us, because whoever does get these devices, they have to be tested annually, so we have to send letters. The letters are going to be going out all the time to people telling them to get it tested. Did they get it tested? If you didn't get it tested, you know, a threatened letter, you're going to get your water shut off, you got to have it tested, blah, blah, blah. Who needs it, who doesn't need it? All these things is a whole new program that we're going to have, and it's going to be fun to try to manage for us.
Right. Well, you can imagine what it's going to be like for the customers, too.
I'm one of those.
Don't have a clue, and I think that's why they're looking to the program.
Well, the program is basically an ordinance, and it is what it is. We just have to follow our ordinance.
Correct.
Not the old one from 91?
Yep. And we could update it, you know, mm-hmm. but it just needs to be, there's things that can't be changed that are part of state law, mm-hmm. like, you know, water's on property. If you have another body of water, you're on your property.
Right.
You know, we can go by and maybe get the board to approve some things that we can't do. Mm-hmm. Right now, we just have to follow the one I have.
Right. Have you also thought about putting out some public service information to the customers so that you maybe can help them with questions they have about installation, where for those boxes that are so close to the road that a device like this might put it out in the road, you know, do they have to get an El Dorado County permit?
They won't have to do that, but they won't have to do any of that because they're going to put it in their own line. They already have an easement for that from the water meter to their house. But yeah, it has to be, that's a problem, is these devices have to be installed as close to the meter as possible.
Right.
Otherwise, you could tie in a line on the other side of it between the meter and the device and still send water backwards, which has happened in this district.
That can happen anytime you have a leak, right? It's going to create a vacuum and you're going to suck in. So,
right.
Yeah, that could happen even in our own pressurized lines.
That was kind of how you mentioned earlier, and I don't want to get into it right now, but for a long time. But even if somebody's property, the irrigation water's way over here and the treated water's way over here, if we have a treated water leak 2 miles away, it could draw water all the way back to the entire system, even if somebody just has their hose in a horse trough. Could suck that horse trough dry right into the system into other people's homes. So
that kind of information would be valuable because the customers I talk to are thinking only about their property.
Yeah.
They're not thinking about corresponding neighbors.
Yeah, that device isn't protecting them, it's protecting their neighbors.
Yes.
That's all that it's doing.
And that kind of information would be helpful.
It's protecting the system.
The system
is to protect the system.
Yeah.
Is Adam going to be working on this? Or
Adam and myself kind of are together on it.
And can you guys Steve, can your staff get a hold of Carolyn O'Connor and talk to her about this? And maybe you guys can talk on the phone sometime next week about this.
Yeah, that's why not. They've been talking to a lot of people lately.
Yeah.
Do we know the ordinance number?
91?
91.
Just 91?
It's what is it?
91.3?
5 or 3?
It's 91-5.
Oh, yeah, right there. Perfect.
Okay, thank you. And if you need the section citations, California Code of Regulations, section 758.4. Thank you. I dealt with it all the time.
Wow. Impressive.
13 years.
Okay, where are we? New business?
You're going to do Adams.
You going to do Adams?
I have the zone report that goes along with Daryl's operations report.
I know you normally are asleep.
Well, I thought you just did it.
No, I did my report, but his is attached to
the
back side of mine.
Yeah. It's real simple, though. It's just the
Bobby
Link Trail is a zone report that we do every month. So it just details flow inspections. This kind of December is kind of the end of the year, so we don't do a lot of inspection. We do more maintenance. So, you know, we went through each manhole, inspect all the manholes, did some CDS maintenance on the CDS fields. You know, kind of walk all the lines to make sure there's no breaks. So we, you know, reduce our inflow and infiltration during rainy seasons. So that's kind of what we've been working on, just making sure the system's, you know, just good to go for the next year. Pretty basic, this year. This quarter, or this month or so.
Thank you, Adam.
Okay, new business.
great pass.
Where are we at here? Circle something.
7D.
D, run this committee report.
Oh, 7D.
Our meeting was postponed because we needed the information that Steve talked about, which was our main purpose for meeting, and so we postponed the January meeting. So if there's nothing new to report, Mike?
We didn't have a board meeting from the last December, I guess. The update from the December meeting?
December 18th, right?
Didn't rain. Sorry.
Okay. It was basically the investment policy was one of the main items.
Well, that wasn't it. And also, Mr. Miller, weren't you also working on the conceptual budget timeline?
Yes.
Okay. Because I got quite a few comments on that. Can I just send them to you?
That would be great.
That was an agenda item for this board that you just pulled off the agenda.
And the other thing was the CIP, which we pulled off.
And the CIP, yes.
Right, so we pulled that off.
Yeah, you asked for the data, and if you get the data, then we're good to go.
Okay, I'll send you my comments. Okay.
Okay, what do we have?
8A.
Hold it.
We're ready? Yeah. 8A? Oh, okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't hear him saying that.
No, it's okay.